is a Fox News alert. A shooting at a mall in North Carolina. I'm Lisa Brady. It happened just after noontime at the Eastridge Mall in Gastonia outside Charlotte. Police just confirming three people were injured. This woman was shopping at the mall.
I was going back out into the mall and they locked the door and said, get down, get on the elevator and go downstairs. There's an active shooter in the mall. And so they were shutting down the mall, locking all the doors, shut down the elevators.
She says shoppers were later told to evacuate. Police have two persons of interest in custody being interviewed, but no word yet on a motive. President Biden visiting the Port of Los Angeles for an update on supply chain issues, which persist along with inflation, hitting a new 40-year high in May.
Year over year, headline inflation, consumer prices, 8.6%. Last month, it was 8.3%. Year over year, the core, 6%. We were looking for 5.9%. So core year over year is actually coming in hotter than expected.
Fox Business's Cheryl Clasone. The Dow is down about 730 points. The president's in L.A. for the Summit of the Americas, expected to wrap up today with a joint declaration on migration issues as a surge continues at the southern U.S. border. Fox's Bill Malusian is in Hidalgo, Texas.
A DHS source tells Fox News that just in the last 24 hours alone here in the Rio Grande Valley sector, there have been more than 1,600 illegal crossings. Border Patrol here in the RGV announcing they encountered three separate massive groups totaling 547 illegal immigrants. Most of these migrants from Central and South America. This sector alone has seen about 350,000 illegal crossings just since October.
He's also reporting significant fentanyl busts, hundreds of thousands of pills seized by Border Patrol agents in Arizona, and 22 pounds of fentanyl in one car from Mexico in the Rio Grande Valley, enough to kill millions of people. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Monkeypox cases are still on the rise in a global outbreak outside of Africa, where it's endemic. Now more than 1,300 cases in more than 30 countries, including 45 cases in the U.S.
I think that the majority of cases in the United States, so 75% or more, are still reporting an international travel exposure that likely resulted in their monkeypox infection.
The CDC's Dr. Jennifer McQuiston, as health officials also note, some cases have been localized rashes that could be overlooked or not recognized as monkeypox. The virus spreads mainly through physical contact, not casual interactions or from touching the same objects like a doorknob. No patients have died in the U.S. No more COVID tests for travelers heading to the U.S. The Biden administration ending the testing mandate for international travel as of this Sunday morning, though it could be reinstated at a later date with a review planned every 90 days. Industry groups have been urging the change to help with pandemic recovery. Airlines for America says lifting the testing policy will restore air travel to the U.S. and benefit communities across the country that rely heavily on travel and tourism to support local economies. Concern about summer heat, a hot topic online.
Google reports excessive heat warning is a breakout search on the site. The tech company seeing an uptick in U.S. searches for how long does it take to get over heat exhaustion. The top trending related questions Americans have been searching include, what is heat stress, what to do for severe dehydration, and what is the first sign of dehydration? Google says U.S. search interest for AC repair peaks every summer in June or July, adding search interest in short hair also peaks every summer during June in the U.S.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. Again, the Dow's down more than 2%. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.